שני גימו פוסק יו, עמדה פוסק יו. ונעשו נכון, נכון ישרוך אחר, שלפרי, והייתי קמי לישראל ולישראל. הגן עמד משה, אל הרגים, מי עמד שקריר את השארי, וכי הייתי את בני ישראל ולישראל. Let me tell you what I'm going to do tonight. I mean, the simple interpretation of the text. Simple to understand the link between one passage and another passage. As a matter of fact, Ramban already points in, and the Maldi as well, point in the same direction in which I'll move tonight. But however, it will be a Yisofas Neisach Mishalel. Yisofas Neisach Mishalel means a few diamonds you'll find which belong to you. And a matter of fact, what I'm going to do now is contrary to my training, which is going to nothing be too creative in certain interpretations. The matter of bliss was this. But even though sometimes it's very tempting to go off the right path and to travel along the zigzag path, I'll tell you what I have in mind, if you want to take it. All right, if not, I'll say that you are good, you are also right. This parrot tells us that the link between a certain aloha, which I want to make here, and the parsha chumash here, is at least interesting. So the certain aloha, which we don't understand, and the Balamoya actually refuses to accept the aloha, and the Ramban tries to explain, and Ramban has a hard time to explain the aloha, might have its origin in the parsha of the Mishnah. I don't know. It's just how I'll explain it. It was the Yisgalut, the revelation of God to the Mishnah Rabbeinu, Yisgalut in the bush, in the burning bush in the air. And Mishnah Rabbeinu came close to this. I wanted to see what happened, because he was his attention was attracted by the fact that the snare did not consume itself, was not consumed by the fire, and when the measure was about to come too near, too close to the snare, that the Rabbi Shalom said, rather than said, Vayara Hashem Kisor Lirei, so you can think of it, measure, how thick of all it. Means you will not particularly mean in a geographical manner, particularly means not particularly mean that you are simply as far as space as distance is concerned, not to come too close to the Shkine, which was revealed, this revelation consisted in the fire which burns in the bush. ויאתו לכו ושלוח אחו על פארי ואיצי סמיד מישראל מנצרות. פעמים המי שאולתי מי ימייך את הלך על פארי וכאיצי את בני ישראל מנצרות. פעמים התאי אימוך וזה לכו איס כי אני חשלחתיך ואיצי אחו ישראל מנצרים צבדים את מוצים על אור הזה. ולדם די קונברסיישן בפנחו לשבור את המי שביגיע. His dialogue. Mesh asked for the name, Akash Boko gave him Eye, and Akash Boko laid out the program for him, Leich was after Zikr Yisroel, and Mesh's argument, בבני ישראל לעומת הפייסים, ואין לי אמינו לי, אנחנו נשבור כאן של גיס ארגינם, ואין תרוסטים כאילו, בלי נפסים, which will convince the people, even if you should be skeptical before, it will convince the people that he is the genuine and true representative of the Almighty. And then suddenly Meisha comes out at the very end of it. Meisha comes out with another argument that he is not fit, not qualified for the job that his boyfriend trusted him. What was the last argument? I'm slow of speech, and I cannot express myself, I'm handicapped. He may say that as far as speech is concerned, he's handicapped, and his words will not carry the weight, have the weight to be able to reach such a message that he should have, should have been. That's it, mate. So what did the Kodesh Baruch Hu answer him? What did the Kodesh Baruch Hu answer him? Vayom Mesh Hashem Eish Dore Menechi, Gam Mekunu Gam Hashem, Vayom Abi Ad Hashem Shlach Meliyat Mishloch, Vayich Harach Hashem Menech Vayima, Hala Ar Moshich Haloi Vyadatik Yudaba Gam Hu, Yudaba Yudaba Gam Hu, Vayit Yosach, Ayim Eli Ar. Then we have a singer. Then Meisha went to meet Ari, to meet Ari. Vayivgashi Barlekin, he met Ari, not far from the mount of the Lord, Vayishakli, and he told Meisha to meet Ari and spoke to Rav Hashem, and Ari apparently agreed to act as the representative, the spokesman of Meisha. ויאמרו ויגידו וישתח. כן, ואחר כך בוא מישהו לארם ויאמרו על פארי. I want you to have to get to see the continuity, the story of the conversation between Meisha and the relationship between Meisha and Ari, and what happened to that relationship. That's what I am rereading. Right, ואחר כך בוא מישהו לארם ויאמרו על פארי. כי אמר רבי שם אלוקי ישראל, שלח אס עמי ויוחידו למדבר, and the mission which was entrusted to Meisha ended in disaster. Pari, the Nia Shem Kechim Bekele, was restless, and didn't want to listen, and then the Meisha and Aaron met with the Shetri Yisrael. Shetri Yisrael were very critical, and they condemned the first Meisha and Aaron came to terror, and they thought that they're visitors. The story of the Rodians is terror. I mean, the Avega, I mean, the slavery to the work became much more harder, more difficult, and now they're going to be in the cavern, the straw. The nation came back to Akadosh Baruch Hu and said, the Atzei Rei Tzamos Bosi Rei Tzamos Bosi Rei Tzamos Bosi Rei Tzamos Bosi. האם הקדוש ברוך הוא אומרים, אשר עשו לפעמים, רזוק ישרח לפניך ולא נראה. In the first audience with the nation terror, the story of the first audience is told in Parsha Shmeis. Told in Parsha Shmeis. ואם אשר אומרים, שאת הסירה, כי אשר עשו לפעמים, כי רזוק ישרח לפניך ולא נראה. רזוק ישרח לפניך ולא נראה. That means the good will be realized, and don't pay attention to terror's stubbornness and refusal to cooperate, to negotiate with them. This was, we read that on the written heaven. Last Shabbat, the Dabar and Kim al-Meshe, the Yomere of Hani al-Hashem. Boer el-Avron of Yitzhak and Yatush, the Keir Sadoi, Yishmi Hashem el-Elam Keir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent, apparently, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Meisha again to Pharaoh. Again. When he gives him the four expressions for Gula, the Tzalt is the Alter, the Tachti, when he goes, and he goes to the Bnei Yisrael, by Dabi HaMeisha, king of Bnei Yisrael, ורשומו על נשא, וקיצר רוח המעבד הקושר. ונשא וידבר השם על נשא ואומר, בי דבר על פרם מלך מצרים, וישלח את בני ישראל מארצה, וידבר נשא לפני השם, ואומר, אם בני ישראל ישומו עליי, ואיך ישמעים לפרם, ואני ארל שחסאי, ואומר, דאור לארנו נתנו ארנו, ולא מפנו. וידבר עד השם על נשא ועל ארן, ונפוס את הגן רפיץ איתו, ויצב עם עובדי ישראל, ועל פרם מלך מצרים, והציע את בני ישראל מארץ ישראל. זה דרך ישראל. The next is the parsha simply. The parsha, the next parsha, we don't understand at all. Eile Rosh HaBeis HaVeisam, Eru Yisrael Yisrael, Chami Kutalo, Chetzel Chami, Ben Shimi, Vishol Ben Atnani, Vishmiz Ben Levi, the whole background. Mishis Mishpachat. In the Yuzi, Yuzion, Yisrael, Zaltzofen, ולא בן ארן, לא תחרם בני ספוטי, אלא לילי אישו, ואתם בספירחות, ולא ראש העבי סלווי, מנשפחי שם, ונארן חובו, וגם את הירופי. הוא ארן ומשי, אשר אמר השם לא המציא ונשאו מלך מצרים, אל צירי שם, הם המדברים על פארי, מלך מצרים, ואיצל את הישראל מצרים, ומשי וארן, ואתה יותר עשה לו רדם מלטיים. נאו, והיא בין דיבר עד השם, ומי שברץ מצרים, רפטישן הגין. וידבר על השם ומי שלאמר, אני השם, דבר על פרם הלך מצרים, ויסקו לה שאני דבר עליך, ואם המי של השם, אני ארל שסיים, איך השם עליו פרם. ואם על השם ומי שרני סעתיך ולקים לפרם, דבר הנוכיח יהיה לבך. את עשי דבר עשו שעצבה פה, ויער הנוכיח יהיה דבר על פרם, ושאלה ישראל מרצה, ניסים פתאום תנסתם. The continuity, I mean, what the Torah wants to tell us, the Torah repeats, I mean, so many times. I mean, the story that Moshe was there. Moshe had Aaron as an assistant. Moshe was his mouth. I mean, Aaron was his mouth, and Moshe was the master. Moshe told us, the Torah told us about it in Shemesh, now he's here again, and there is so many repetitions. There's so many repetitions. As a matter of fact, what would you say if I should ask you, what halacha? What halacha are you? Principle halacha. A central word, halachic law, was formulated, is formulated in Shemesh. What halacha? Halacha which is at the basic, I mean, of course all halachas are alike, but certain halachas are institutions. What institution is based, is rest upon the story of nation, like the nation dialogue is upon his role. And what is new is one thing, the institution of Shemesh. In Shemesh, you ask me where Shemesh is mentioned, the more in the tradition of the number of materials, but here Shemesh is formulated and the text, because after this Baruch Hu, when he sent Moshe, he told him, "Lochore Shlochach, I send you as a shaliach, as a messenger, as my representative." That's the institution of Shlichus. The Shluch is Shalot HaKinis. As a matter of fact, in this concept, as I mean that a Novi is a shaliach, this concept, as Novi is a shaliach, is not limited to Meisha, in his relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Might be Meisha is different, no? Only we consider that Shluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Master B'Yad Malachi, he is Master B'Yad Malachi. Rafi Shri, which was entrusted to my Sharia, to the Novi, also, Vayishlach Malach, וישלח מלוך ויציא לארץ מצרים ושם תשיבה. קוסם, מלוך יתרכז את המשך הזה. אבל נבין על שלושה. זה סטטוס הפנובי, זה הלך את סטטוס הפנובי בפי לשוליח, בדין לשוליח, is very important, and it came, you know, when this nation, before nation began, we are not sure to communicate with the Jewish world, to communicate it, and they represented him on earth, as Rome was not a sure. The perception, the merger of Nivuye and Shlichus, was introduced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that day on which Meisha met HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham is everything under the sun of Avraham. The Salech Lefonai, the Yitomim, Avraham is just, Avraham is the Salech Lefonai, he works wisdom of Bnei Shalom, and his Tomim is perfect, everything. But with the exception of one thing, which at Avraham and Avraham was not communicated, namely Shulim. The Chono, the Eshlo, Chachor, was said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Meisha, but those who were not addressed to him, on the contrary. When you say Shlichus, when you say in regard to the institution of Shlichus, who takes the initiative? והשליח עוד המשלח, הוא שולח קודם שלח. אני קונטרר על זה, זה לשליח. בזרגה תשליחת, והשליח does not look for the משלח, he doesn't search for him, but the משלח finds the שליח and asks him a favor. Will you do me a favor when you represent me at that conference, or you get a favor, you buy from me a coat in London. So I ask the Shriya. The Shriya accepts the Shriya. And sometimes the Shriya does not even accept the Shriya. This was the scene which took place when HaKadosh Baruch Hu found Meisha. Who offered to Meisha, so to say, the job wanted to entrust him? This is the great mission to be his representative. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Meisha. He asked Meisha, I mean, not only once, Chazal say, that he heard that the argument lasted 7 days. Meisha didn't want. Meisha didn't want to accept Shliha. And since a Shliha cannot be appointed unless it is negated, unless the Shliha is ready to accept, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as long as Meisha resisted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu simply Kaviyuchu couldn't appoint him as a Shliach. How was the Seder, the sequence of events with regard to Avraham Avinu? Just everything is reversed. Everything is different. Not who looked for, who searched for him. Who was looking for him. אתה משלח פה, זה שליח פה, זה שליח פה, זה משלח. אני אברום, אני כאן צריך שמר. אברום was looking for the רבן שלום, ורבן שלום was search of the Israel. בפוס אברום was looking for the רבן שלום. כל חזל, if גימו שונים, he has there, at the age of three, נשא רבנו has recognized. And אברום has recognized that there is a better money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. According to many Rishonim, he answered him at the age of 70. Avraham was 67 years he was searching. There was no response. No word of encouragement from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did ignore all Avraham's pleas and requests, petitions. For a revelation, he didn't reveal himself, he didn't identify himself, Leave my phone to the Rambam that was 33 years old. It's also a long time to wait until Shalom. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not answer, did not suddenly he told him Lech Lecha Ma'atzmah. And then the acquaintance was established, the friendship was established between Avraham and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the relationship was not better after Shaliach, but it was a different kind of relationship. I would say between Avraham and Rabbeinu Shlom was a relationship of friendship. God, who is my shepherd, very from the earliest time, in many interpret the Ramban, but he is my pearl, my friend. My friend. Between Avraham and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was friendship. This nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, besides friendship, there was a difference. Meshe was the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He represented HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He told people what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to do. He was the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the first time Meshe was. As a matter of fact, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Meshe, Vayir ol Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Bekeir Sadai, Ushmi Ad Hashem Lo Eim Zayti Lohem, means exactly what it is. Vayir ol Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Bekeir Sadai, as a friend, as a person who was very close, but not Shlish. This aspect in Abaye, which expressed itself through Shliches, in the term of Shliches, that was not the real problem. Anyway, this was introduced in the first conversation which God had with Moshe Rabbeinu. That's exactly what why Moshe began to resist the mission. It was simple. Moshe thought it's a very important thing. What is it? With regard to Shlichus, we have a rule. Not everybody can be everybody's Shlichus. Shlichus is a rule. Shlichus is a lot of the nation. Ma'atem b'nei b'ris, ab shlichachem b'nei b'ris. And the shliach should reflect the image of the Meshaleach. Remember, Meshe, the humble and modest Meshe, inquired of himself, really, how do I shliach of God? How can you apply to me, I mean, the attribute, the root, the principle, the shluch shalom to Meshe? Mi anechi, keilech al pare, lechereitze, the Yisroel, the Yisroel. This is your promise that you redeem the people of Mitzrayim. You want to send me as a shliach. Because shluch is what we can make. How can I do that? It's impossible. I know my shortcomings. I know that I'm new. And I have no qualities, I mean, to justify my appointment. But nevertheless, What bothers me more than anything is the fact that I'm not shluch shalom to them. Mi anechi keilech al pares, reitzi zvei Yisroel v'mitzrayim. It's not Meshe was lazy, Meshe was not lazy. Meshe understood that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him, he'll accomplish. Meshe was not confused. Meshe knew that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu entrusted the mission to him, he would carry out the mission, but Meshe considered it Taviyochu blasphemy that a Shliach Bos Avadom should undertake to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As far as Meshe is concerned, it was bordering almost on Chiru Begidu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu invited him because HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected to reject the invitation. This is the way Moshe thought, and that's why Moshe resisted. The question is how Moshe, how should Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this offer HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to him is to be understood in terms of Nisoyim, in terms of what means Nisoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects him to reject this that offer, and the acceptance of the offer, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu suggested now, would mean, and the contrary would mean, simply an act of pride and vanity, which is of the worst kind. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Mi'ilech al-Kareh, Shaitim Yisrael." What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer him as far as this is concerned? Vayim HaMeshe, Vayimer, just like that. Vayimer, I got to find him. In Chumash, that's all. Vayim HaMeshe, אלו לכי, מי עונך את הלך על פארה? וכי איצי אזני ישראל מנצחות. It means, I cannot represent you. I cannot say that I personify the שלוחה של אדם כמאס. ויימר כאי אימוך, וזה לך איס, ואני חשלחתיך, ביציאה אחרי שרו מנצרוים, תעבדו נסולקים על האור הזה. So what did he tell him? וזה לכו איס, כנך ישלחתיכו, ויציח ושום מנצבוים, תעבדו נסולקים על האור הזה. ואתה כשבוך הוא told them what he told him. He said to him, if I selected you, so I don't mean I demonstrate by selecting you as my representative that I am not interested in, so to say, in a shaliach, in just a shaliach, that I'm not interested to be in your handicaps, and I wouldn't have chosen you if the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim had been purely political, simply to set free the slaves and to take the people out physically out of Mitzrayim and take them to a land which I promised to put their ancestors. In this, when I say shlocha for al pare, I mean I the emphasis is upon the political events that you be the political leader, you the deliver the people from the tribe, you set them up as free people, and you conquer Eretz Yisrael and India. The land, the promised land, you conquer as a warlord. If those attributes, if I had been looking for those attributes, political and intelligent and strategy, ability to engage in war, I mean, organizational ability, I would have chosen perhaps somebody else. The purpose for Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Yetziach HaYashorom in Mitzrayim, Tavdun HaSalekim al Roach. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Matibur, to take the plain people of our body, to hold our concept, and turn them into, convert them into Mamlech HaSkein and Gei Kodesh. The main purpose is to receive the Torah in Mitzrayim, to receive the Torah, and to change the avodin, the base avodin, the children of the household of slaves into a mamlech hashkenazi kodesh. But as far as Torah is concerned, you are the best. Of course, in general, it's difficult to say with regard to a human being, but as far as Torah is concerned, you'll be the Rebbe. And as a Rebbe, as a man, as a teacher, you are the best, not only the best, I confer upon you the title of Shmur Shalom. That's what he asked, is there for ace, the time right? He selected you, you don't understand me, how is it possible? Zelecho Eis, in selecting you, the time right in selecting you. Is Bitziacho Eshom Azeh, to Anechi Shlachticho, that you go on my behalf as a Shuliach, and you ask me the question, you ask yourself the question. And it's a good question to ask. How can I be a Shuliach of God? I have so many shortcomings. Yes, perhaps you would be right if you ask the question about political Shuliach. Or shlichus which is based on, upon military talent, on the ability, capability. But when you ask me the question, why did you choose me, why did I choose you? And the answer is that I'm not looking for political leadership. I'm looking for a language, for teaching, with people which just got out of the base of wadding, of the melting part of wadding, to teach them how they can change themselves. If you accomplish this mission, I'll consider your spirit's perfect. And for that, I have no one but you. That's what Akadosh Baruch Hu answered me. Meshe couldn't understand why Akadosh Baruch Hu selected me, because he cannot be a shliach. But in the Lifa say, So the answer of Akadosh Baruch Hu is, in theory, yes. I'll consider it that you are convinced. In theory, yes. I'll consider you as you were just an equal of mine. So all your problems could be eliminated. Please, all your problems eliminated and accept this. Meisha apparently, Meisha still, I mean, his modesty and his humbleness, humility, and it prevented him from accepting the mission, and it's still, I debated with Akadosh Baruch Hu. So finally, Akadosh Baruch Hu told him, in order to meet Mesha's objections, told him that actually, all right, he'll appoint, he'll give him an assistant, he'll appoint his brother to help him out in his appearances before Paris, and in appearances before the Jewish community, the leadership of the Jewish community. That's what Akadosh Baruch Hu. That's right. There's one thing which is to be taken into consideration. Even when Akadosh Baruch Hu made a concession, we said to change Meisha for this out of consideration. Meisha will never do that, because it's a question of fear, and fear can only be entrusted and given to Meisha. However, he'll appoint Aaron as his assistant, his interpreter or translator. Very nice. But to talk to whom? To talk to whom? To the Bnei Yisrael, not to Pharaoh. What did he say? drin hat wir den Reu. Schlach mir bei der Tischloch, ich kann nicht wie ein Schlech. Wer meint da? Ich kann nicht wie ein Schlech. Weil ich habe ein Schem der Mensch, weil immer alle Ahren aus Hüfer Levi, die Daten, die Dabel, 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 Eilo, wir samt es hat worin betrieb, wo neiche Ehe in Pichol, in Pichol, bediebe hu lechoi alohom, wo je hu je lechoi lete, waato tiye leile lekin. And only in the communication between Meishe and Ah, between Meishe, Meishe had a double task to talk to the people and tell them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to implement, I mean, the promise which he gave, made to Avraham, I mean, to Avraham, and go to Pharaoh and tell him to set the slaves free, and to take them, in order to take them, but there are sessions, a midwalk, that is to feast, to celebrate, a midwalk for 3 days. The nation objected to his election, to his appointment as the representative. He mainly objected, he objected not only, first of all he objected to the fact that he had to be the spokesman to Farai, and secondly that he has to bring the message to the Zikri Yisrael. What was Meisha, we studied the Chumash and the superficial. What was Meisha concerned with, mostly concerned with? Not so much to speak the Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael, I mean, it wasn't so difficult. But the fact that he'll have to be the representative and the spokesman of the slaves as far as Pharaoh is concerned. He did not feel to speak to Pharaoh. He's the best, the most capable man to speak to Pharaoh. I mean, you don't send actually Achvat Pera, one is stutterer, I mean, as an ambassador, I mean, to a great answer to a king. But you'll never be able to influence the king, you'll never be able to accomplish his mission. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that Aaron would accompany him, he said, "Vidibor hu lecho Elohim, v'hoyu hu yi lecho letera, v'atem tiyu elohim." And he told him, as far as the Bnei Yisroel are concerned, I'll let Aaron speak. But as far as Pharaoh is concerned, you'll have to listen. Regardless of your shortcomings, that means actually which you consider disqualifying completely from this particular mission. Fine. They came ויחר בואו מישה וערי, ויאמרו על פערי, כוסי. מישה וערימו על פערי, כי אמר עד השם הרכי ישראל, שלח את סמי ויחגל במדבר. וויז, בואו מישה וערי. just a moment, you're correct. בואו מישה וערי. ויאמרו על פערי, כי אמר השם הרכי ישראל, שלח את סמי ויחגל במדבר. Why did Aaron speak? When the Bormesha of Aaron, the Yemu of Pardon, because the Torah says, before, something else, that means. Then another restriction is imposed upon, not Meisha, but another restriction. namely that a shliach is mentioned. Aaron is not a shliach. His shliach is mentioned. Aaron is a translator, an interpreter. And the Torah emphasized it. Here. The debate love is something that Warren defeat. The debate love is something that Warren defeat. Vonege eye in Pichu, the impiu, the race is Hemesh Shatasu. The Diba Hula Ho Elohom, the Hoyo Hu Yele Holeche, the Ato Tiu Lemeleke. That is the appointment of Shliach, I am you are the Shliach, not I. At Aaron, he will be your representative. I don't send that. He will be your representative. At Aaron will tell the king, I mean the people, exactly what you wanted to tell to them, but because, and you were prevented because of your defense. But the shliach for Keil is not mentioned. It is not Aaron. Both nations. But Aaron is simply interpretation. You can do that, so physically you can do it. So I Akadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to interpret your words to Pharaoh. But just to interpret, not to speak on his own behalf. Vachakar bo meshe v'arei v'yemur al pari. Nation spoke to Pharaoh as if he were the representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was a translator, maybe. He took a conference to explain it to him. He tried to say China and America. So there is an interpreter. But he is not in. There is an interpreter only. Without an interpreter, we have never reached agreement. If you don't reach agreement, then it is an interpreter too. But the one who sits between both, between, we attempted to say that the one who sits between is represented. As yet, Carter, Carter, he participates in the conference. He doesn't participate. He was a translator. This is exactly what Aaron's role is. Aaron will not represent the community. He will not represent me, especially you be my shliach. All Aaron will do your interpretation. That's what it says. The Dibur Hu Lecho. Lecho means Ba'ad Begvilcho, Begvulcho. Lecho means Ba'ad HaKol. Hu Yiyye Dibur Hu Lecho. Be'adcho, the Dibur Hu Be'adcho. Elohom. Lo'yu Hu Yiyye Lecho Lefe. Just, he'll deliver the speech. The Ato TLA Lelikin. But you will be the Meshaleach as far as Aaron is concerned, you will be my shliach. Aaron is not my shliach. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the conclusion is HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrived with Meshe, and apparently Meshe accepted. Then the Torah tells us of the offer, of the disaster in which Meshach's mission ended, in which Meshach's mission, the Shetre Bnei Yisroel of Meshach and Aaron are being responsible for what occurred with the oppression of the world, the king of the world, and it's almost physically impossible to comply with the demand of the Shetre and the mixing and so forth. began the meeting with the conference with terror took place, and that the situation is worsened, because it increased the politicization. Then when terror sent people out to collect law, so there was a second revelation that could involve the situation. What did he tell him? First he told him that we had the last, he called us in the last person. So they told him. ואימא הראשון המשי, את הסירי אשר עשר וחיים, להיות חזוק הישלחי, להיות חזוק היגור שמעשת. Never mind, your mission is very successful. You don't see the results now, but you'll see the results a little later. Therefore. But in the meantime, I want you to go to visit the people, I mean, the delivery, the slaves, and bring them a message. What message? What message? To bring them a message of my behalf. What message? Good. The abolitionist of good. After all, he delivered already a message. Meshe Rabbeinu to the people. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him, command him, I mean, to do it all over again? Because when the nation came the first time, he did not explain to the people what Gula is, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do with them, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind for Yochel, and then to give him the Torah, after all the parts of the fire. All that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the land of nations, I'm saying, he says, Pocket for Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's so also you look at me, that's all. How much you suffer, the people do to you, and it's enough. The whole, the whole message of Gula, the whole theory of Gula, the whole philosophy of Gula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not call me to not accept. But what happened? Then he came to Pharaoh, and Mesha's mission became, was, and Mesha experienced with tremendous frustration and Pharaoh's complete irresponsiveness to the project and help us raise the young Bamidwa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, now I want you to do something. Namely, to tell the Bnei Yisrael what Gula is, what are the four tenets of Gula. I mean, the whole philosophy of Yehadus, I mean, is expressed in the four Lashonos of Gula. Well, maybe she walked, maybe they should went. And here he got a reception, which was worse than the reception. First, when the reception which the Israel gave him, then he went to met him in the first time. The first time is Vayamin on the people. There was faith. There was faith that Moshe Rabbeinu is the true and genuine Shliach, and they believed in him. So they were ready to follow him. The second time, not only there was no faith. But somebody did hear, sometimes one is in distress. The Rahman Islam separates degrees of being in distress. And the human reaction to distress. Sometimes human reaction to distress is pain, suffering. But he does not lose his self-awareness. He knows what's wrong to him. He may even understand that a change will take place. He's just suffering. Sometimes suffering reaches such a degree, such a level, that in which there is no consciousness. Pain, and I don't mean physical pain. Pain in all forms. No, in many ways, they simply render the man, the sufferer. Completely takes away from the sufferer the ability to suffer. Suffering is also an ability. It's very bad if one has to suffer, not suffer. But as long as the man suffers, saved, for he's still alive. The second time when they came to the Great Sword, the Great Shlomo mentioned, not only did he not allay their fears, they simply didn't hear what Moshe said. They simply didn't want to talk with Moshe. The Shomer Omeisha and the Kitz of Ruach and Mavir Koshe, they had no time to listen, to understand what Moshe wants, not only the exalted principles, but simply what does he want? What is he doing here? So the Shomer Omeisha and the Kitz of Ruach and Mavir Koshe. And what came next? So the second, after the second audience, was happening powerful. When the people refused to listen to Moshe, to communicate with Moshe, not only to have told to Moshe, they listened, everything was done, was destroyed, every hope, every spark, every ability, every talent, I mean, to survive. The strength to survive was gone. Strength to survive. Why can I not go? What did I really go to? Right away he said, I'll send you. I'm a more present you. You go to Pharaoh. So this is Kalvachema was in place. The boy said it's the first Kalvachema. The Kalvachema, in the Israel Shomarai, Beich Ishmaeva. He was in place. What did he say? What shall I do? Here I can go. Maybe concession. וידבר כמשכן על בין שלוש עומר, משהו כתורה מלכושה. וידבר על השם עומר של אינה. This already is the third communication with Nathalish Borg and Mesh. The first communication was with the Methodist, yeah, on the burning bush. The second communication was he should deliver the message at Gula. The whole outlook, the whole Ashkafasilam at Yihadus, which expressed itself in that message, he should deliver to the Great Israel. And Moshe had a tremendous fiasco. And he came to one of the Kaddish Baruch Hu saying, what do you want me to get into? To Pharaoh, do you want me to lower myself to such a degree that Pharaoh should take me by bones like the orphan throw out? The Pharaoh should look upon me as if I were insane. And they saw the Shomalai, where he is wearing the Pharaoh. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Vaidaber Moshe Bnei Hashem Leimer, Ein Bnei Yisrael Lishom Elai, Veich Yishmeinu Tzarei, Vani Haral Sosayim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, all right, I'll give you another point. Namely, that Aaron will be allowed to address himself, not only to the Bnei Yisrael, because this permission he had from before, this was the first time when I met Moshe, Hakadosh Baruch Hu has permitted Moshe to be down as an interpreter all alone, not in Israel. But now Moshe has got permission, receiving permission, that Aaron will represent him in the presence of, when they will address themselves to Pharaoh. I daber at the Shem al Moshe. ולארי, ויצבים על בני ישראל ועל פארי מלך מצרים. This was new here, but did not happen at that time. ועל פארי מלך מצרים. והייתי את בני ישראל מערך ממערך מצרים. Right, it's on here. But there was what Moshe had to pay. It was an expensive concession. Very, very, I would say prohibited. The price which Moshe paid, because he was shy and modest, and did not appreciate his own greatness, was tremendous. Namely, that the shlichus was taken away from Moshe, half of the shlichus, and turned over to Aaron. Not Moshe is the shlichus, but Aaron is the shlichus. This was not before. Before, who yield a cholate, who yield a cholate, who yield a cholate, who yield a cholate, Leilele ist, ist fleischlich, ist ehrlich, die Genehren, wo es von Menschen ist. Aaron is was in appointed as a Nehren, wo es von Menschen. But as far as the community, the relationship, specific relationship that Shriach and Shriach, between Avrom and between, between Meisha Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aaron had no share. The Meisha, and then the restriction was that Meisha couldn't use Aaron, could use Aaron only with the, in his dealings with the, with Israel, not with Pharaoh. This hard job, the toughest job, I probably didn't have to go to all the Meisha. Now that Meisha insisted, he said he cannot go to Pharaoh and Israel. After he got such a... He better have Mitzrayim that the Bnei Yisroel, I mean, the Bnei Yisroel, after the Bnei Yisroel refused to listen to him, and not only refused to listen to him, they had to listen to him, and simply they didn't hear it. They didn't hear him. They didn't want to listen and to hear what he has to say to them. Zakon Zvorku, and there, he doesn't want. So let's let the town take over. But he did it, he had to take over. Meisha had to give way to Aaron. By Daber Ad Hashem al Meisha Lavarin, by Yitzazin al Meisha. But, yes, I give you a privilege. I grant you a privilege, which I did not grant you before, but for a high price. Now the Meisha they are. Not only Meisha, not only Meisha. By Yitzazin al Bnei Yisrael, number one, the Alpari Melech Mitzrayim. He gave him permission to engage in both, in the conversations and negotiations with the Zikne Yisrael, as well as in his negotiations and communications with Pharaoh, but on an equal footing. Meisha will not speak what, the Aaron will not speak, deliver a message from Meisha. Aaron is the Nikra. He is Meisha. So, in our way, this was a strange event of tremendous significance, because that Meisha remained a Shliach, this is the way Chazal apparently in the Midrash, that Meisha remained a Shliach, the whole Shliach, the soul Shliach. Then Jewish history would have been in a different corner. But I always speak about the possibility that the people had, but they didn't utilize it. The opportunity the people had, but they didn't utilize it, to go into Eretz Yisrael from Israel in a few days. Because how long did it take on the to travel from Eretz Yisrael to Israel? But the Jews, the people, the Deir HaMidbar, missed the opportunity. This was the Sanhedrin and the Shlach Lecho, the Meraglim, missed the opportunity. It's an opportunity lost. This idea of opportunity lost, where is it in Tanakh, in Tanakh, in Surinity? Where is this tragedy of an opportunity lost? Here, the Chazal says in Sanhedrin, what's up with Yvok, who lost his Chesky Moshiach, lost his Chesky Moshiach, and Sanhedrin gave him over, from the Fish of Roma, or Shire. Correct. This is a case of an opportunity lost. In human life, we are facing, man is faced with many opportunities, with many disappointments. He makes many mistakes. But the worst mistake is when man loses an opportunity for which he was waiting for so long. This is in Shir HaShirim, till David is above. Peacefully, David, Yosef, Shreshna, Torah, Potsesh, Shalom. And she sends us the Peshat Yitzchokha B'Shemah. Chatz Tesvagla Yitzchokha Tam. And then she realizes she should not play any games with me. When she gets out, in order to open the door. They follow. This is the opportunity lost when the first time the nation approached us. The admission given in to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I had accepted the shlichus, the way Kodesh Baruch Hu meant that nation will accept. Total acceptance. Pharaoh, who cares about Pharaoh? Because Kodesh Baruch Hu sent me out, who will win? Then Jewish history, I don't know what it would have been, at least not worse than it is now. But this was the opportunity lost. Aaron became his next formation. And the leadership was divided between Aaron and Moshe. This is a tremendous event. This is in Jewish history, it's almost unimaginable. Because the plan of the Hashgacha consisted in having the one mark, one Mishaleach, and one Shaleach. Such an important event occurred. It's like that instead of two, of one Shaleach, two Shluchim were appointed. Shluchi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shluchi Shalom Kemeshe. It's quite appropriate to print the biography of the people of our Lord. Don't you print the biography of the President of the United States? Because if you tell something very important about a person that made it, he was successful, Rahman al-Islam, or even on the contrary, when disaster, whether you tell a story of disaster with which person met, and you always give a short note, a short biography. Who is it? From Illinois or from New York? Who is it? Was it a Republican or a Democrat? Is it a liberal or a reactionary? And particularly, did he steal or didn't he steal? Okay. So that's exactly how the Yochel was the Torah. Now the Torah interrupts the story. The Torah interrupts the story in order to give some space to my biographical knowledge. That's what the Torah says. Not mine, mine. Eile Roshi B'Shaveson B'nei Rubi. How does Rubi come in here? Because he cannot get to Levi and to Meshach without mentioning Rubi. The Torah eliminates all. Yehuda, Yidon, Naphtali, God, Yerusha, Yisrochel, Zul, because they were younger. But since it's impossible to get to Meshe and Aaron without mentioning Shevet Levi, and Shevet Levi cannot be mentioned unless you mention Reuven and Shimon. So you say, this is the sketch, the biographical sketch. Ve'ele Shmei Bnei Levi, the salvation, Gershon, Koros, and Rory, ושני חיילי בקיצור נגיר של דיבני ושימי, אני אמצא לכתוב את זה. דיבני ושימי. לא נראה את זה. anyway, בני קרוס אמרו מיצר לחבר'ה, והוא הזיר, ושני חיילי קרוס שולש, ושני שמה שונו, ומרור המח ומושי, והיא כך אמרו מסיחה ודדוס אלה לאישו. You wonder what does it here tell us? Here tell us what kind of a family? What does Rashi say? No. But Rashi does not say what I say. Rashi says, since he mentioned Meshav Aaron's name, so he told the biography. I didn't say that. And that since Meshav Aaron has actually something to tremendous happened that Aaron became the Shliach of Kael, a mission which was planned exclusively for Moshe. So the tremendous importance of which Aaron, I mean, with the figure, the name of Aaron, we assume because of that, that's why the biography. This is until this day. if somebody should do well, or somebody should get a prize for creative contribution to science, to politics, the paper, any paper, not a single paper, will be different. We will give a short sketch of his accomplishments, and why he got the reward, and what kind of reward it is, and about his background. This is exactly what we have to have for the territory. So let us see who was the one who lost a share of the shliches, who turned over the shliches, half of the shliches to his brother. What kind of brothers are there? So this short story. Just a moment. The laws of the Narn, what are the ways put here, Levi Isha, Vatelet Levi Spichos, Eli Roshi, Aves, Avim, Shresha. Now the Terror returns back to this, picks up the thread. Now let's go back to the story. Who are you, Meshi? Two equals. If somebody would have said it, before this incident, this event, we would say that he's saying that it's nonsensical. There ain't no Meshul Aaron, there's Meshul not Aaron. Aaron is a Jew, a person, a Meshul's brother, a Novi, but cannot be considered as the equal of Meshul. Meshul is non-Moshe. They can have the Moshe. You have it in the Parshas Miriam in Balei Yisrael. They can have the Meshul. There cannot be Aaron Meshe Aaron. But it happened. Who are in the Meshe? Asher Omar Ad Hashem Lohem Itziu as name. So Omar Lohem, not to Meshe. Basically, the Itziu, if you study carefully, precisely, the story of the rendezvous between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Meshe for the first time, he did not tell it to Aaron. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to Meshe. But here is a different story already. It was taken away. Who are in Omeshe? Asher Omar Ad Hashem Lohem Etziu Ez Ne Yisroel Meretz Mitzrayim Al Tzileisa. Heim Amedabrim, not Meshe is Elohim, as far as Aaron is concerned. The Narn is his spare. Heim Amedabrim. Meshe and Aaron have played the same role. Heim Amedabrim El Parim Melech Mitzrayim. Not only to the Zikne Yisrael. Zikne Yisrael is no problem. Al Parim Melech Mitzrayim, Lehitzi as Ne Yisrael in Mitzrayim. And the Tere concludes again. Who Meshe Ve'arim? Before the Tere said, who are you Meshe? Dr. Rashi Melamed Sheshkulim Zekneged. It means it's very hard to determine who is greater, who has a great, bigger share in the great mission, Krasis Abdullah. But it is together, they go together. They go together, they work together, and credit will be given to both alike. That's far both. Right? After here is good. Then what we say in Chofes, by ye begin, Diber Ad Hashem, Diber Ad Hashem, Al Meshe, Beret Mitzrayim, וידבר עד השם על מי שלאמר, אני עד השם דבר על פער המלך ישראל, יש כל אשר אני דבר אליך, ואם המי שלפני עד השם, אין הרל שסיים ואיך ישמע עלי פה. We don't understand the terrorist thing. You say, try to tell us. ואם עד השם על מי שראי נסתיך לכם לפארת, דבר אין הוכיחו יהיה נמייך. אתו סידבר עד כל הצוותו, ואתו הוכיחו ידבר על פער, we don't understand, but it's here now, makes a somersault, and he says, no, what is it? Then the answer is simple. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the MS, when you study the Chumash carefully, you see the equality that you mentioned now, that the Chumash emphasizes the equal importance, the equal greatness with those two brothers shared. And sometimes the Torah emphasizes Meshe to the exclusion of Aaron. Wat is storen van jullie? De storen van jullie? They came, the whole story from Miriam came to tell us that Aaron is not an equal of nations. They came after Meshach, the whole base in Emily. This status was not granted to Aaron. Why not granted to Aaron? They're not saying I'm doubling the Russian soil, I'm doubling the Alpari. Who are in the nation? I'm doubling the Alpari of Messiah. Who Meshach Aaron? Who are in the nation? Already in Yitzias Mitzrayim itself is sometimes Meshach actively engages in the performance which causes a marker to generate a certain marker. For instance, I believe that Marcus Cheshach, another marker, all the Meshach did it. Some markers are, some markers are carried out by Meshach and are study the Chumash carefully. But particularly the story of Miriam. Rav Bonne Dibur Hashem, Rav Meshe Dibur Hashem, Rav Bonne Dibur Hashem. Of course, but how can you say that you are just like Meshe? Meshe is different. And the Rambam is a matter of fact, he's famous and he mind it. Hashem, who has Meshe Rabbeinu? We are mitish, who are you have, l'chachonim v'l'anivim. This is exactly what the Ram wants to emphasize. You should not think that Aaron is that Meshach was an equal of Meshach. Meshach is the whole base in Ammon, but not Aaron. And here is the opposite. The answer lies, and I believe in a funny concept, that even though Aaron was promoted, the Meshach insisted that he needs somebody to accompany him to Pharaoh. He was afraid to do the job alone. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, almost Kaviyochel, unwillingly, Kaviyochel, gave in to Meshach Rabbeinu. And that's why his status was elevated and raised to great height. When the Torah speaks about Aaron and Meshach, that the previous Nevuah of him, this net, in the burning bush, is not coming. We have this bow who said to Meshach before, after sealing the set, the whole year, all the regime. And then, after sealing the regime, who year of all the fair, but to seal the regime, in this way, this promise, promise by the bow, cannot just be an annul, it's just coming. Aaron is both. Aaron is an equal of measure, because that was promised to. That according to the law of my family, he said to Meshach Rabbeinu that he insisted upon it, and continued to be unwilling to do the job alone. So Aaron became a full and equal partner of measure. That both Mashiach Israel or the Redeemer of Israel. That's what the Torah tells us with a lot of enthusiasm about. Aaron's promotion to be a Mashiach and Gael Israel. But the first appointment that Mashiach is the boss of Israel, that Mashiach is the great leader. No one is literally individual at all to Mashiach. This was not a no, was not a no. Aaron is God. Aaron is a Nikola person. By Tzavim, who are in relation. Who are in relation to him. And perhaps, and Aaron is also a nation's character. Aaron is the master and also the servant. The master, which is equal. He's an equal of Moses, and he's also the seller. That's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk finishes from Zion. Hein am davrim al parei, melech Mitzrayim, leheitzi et Yisrael Mitzrayim, hu meshe ve'aron. Before the Torah says Aaron and Meshe. It means Aaron and Meshe conclude the story of the dialogue with the Meshen Aaron and the destiny, so that that Aaron became the equal of who? Of Meshen. Now that don't forget that. Vayi b'yim diber ha'Meshen al Meshen. When was it? Vayi b'yim diber ha'Meshen al Meshen. At the very beginning. It's there. Vayi b'yim. Vayi b'yim. Vayi b'yim diber ha'Meshen al Meshen be'eret Mitzrayim. Not a lot of Meshen. Al Meshen be'eret Mitzrayim. What happened there? Vayi daber ha'Meshen al Meshen al Meshen. What happened there? Give this enough. Ani ha'Meshen. Daber ha'Pare melech Mitzrayim. Is kol asher ani daber ha'Meshen. He wanted him to speak to Pharaoh. Aaron refused, Meshe refused. But he was a Hashem, and he was a man of the same. In order to allay your fears of being unable and not qualified to carry out the mission, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yemer ad Hashem el Meshe. The Torah tells us, remember, yemer ad Hashem el Meshe, v'reini satichu le'yehin v'pare, v'arei nochichu yiyin v'echo. So Aaron's role was an auxiliary one. Ato say Daber, Eskola Shara Tzadeko, Ve Aaron Yochicho Yidaber El Pare, Ve Shirach Ezne Yisroel Me'arze. So that's what I promised you. Ato say Daber, Eskola Shara Tzadeko, Ve Aaron Yochicho Yidaber. And then it was Ato say Daber, Eskola Shara Tzadeko. The Aaron Yochicho Yidaber. Yeah, hence, that is what I promised you. What I promised you, and the Aaron's role was that of an auxiliary role, a peripheral role, not the central mission that was entrusted to you. It's from now on also. Atos Yidaber Eskola Shara Tzadeko on certain occasions. V'Aaron Yochicho Yidaber El Pare. On certain occasions, Aaron will be your shliach. V'Shilach Ezbnei Yisroel Me'arz. The Torah tells us this story. The Torah tells us, it's a very similar, the continuity is wonderful. The Torah tells us a story that was spoken that mentioned this name. He offered him, he suggested him to be a shliach. Meshe didn't want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed Aaron. Vechatchila he appointed Aaron, the very beginning, to be a Aaron boy. As a shliach, as a messenger, to say every word what Meshe told him to say, and not to say things which Meshe didn't want him to say. But then, and he prohibited, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not come in and fulfill Meshe's desire. Meshe's request that Aaron should have the right to speak, while addressing to Pharaoh. But as far as Pharaoh is concerned, the Kodesh Baruch Hu did not give in one iota. But as far as the Zikne Yisroel, so let Aaron speak. Meshe is afraid. And but when Meshe came again to the Bnei Yisroel, and they loved, he generated. He felt humiliated for the Shlomo Meshe. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him he should go a second time to Pharaoh, so Meshe said, "What? I can't do it." HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Good, you can't do it. I'll do it, but Aaron will not do it in the capacity of an equal of yours. In that capacity of a messenger on errand boy on your behalf as an attorney, but he'll do it in his own behalf. As the master, and my communication will not be via Aaron to you. My communication with Aaron will not be via Meshe, but via Yonevue, without all of Naruach HaShoreach. But it will be a straight communication between Aaron and me. That is what I want. However, I want a price. And the price is, in history, they all know that you are not the only heir. The Torah will tell you are not the only girl, but you were one of the girls. If you are ready to pay the price, go ahead. And then she paid the price. Because he felt that he himself would not accomplish anything. You know, it was very difficult for Meshe to give up such a privilege to be the only girl. So he said, not only the only girl, it's good enough for me if I'll be half a girl or one half two, in order to make the mission, the mission a successful one, I'm ready to sacrifice my name point as far as posterity. Correct? And then the Torah gives a biography, a short biography. Our nation, because it's a sensation. What a sensation. That the cloud is the Masere, Pokadit, the pocket gift, the Kimes, and Valisha, Shaknesha, and Yezay, it's a pocket gift that apparently referred to the Pura Yochit, through one girl, and suddenly the whole tradition was turned upside down. Two girls, and pocket gift, and the Schnee girls. And that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Meshe to do. And that, hey Meshe, Aaron, Meshe, fine. But what about the previous role which was assigned to Aaron? HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses confidence in the face of the person. He cannot change his thing, he will never change mine. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something who is saving more. And whatever, oh, of course, I mean, the second time, the promise which the Kekas concerning, as far as Dharma is concerned, the second promise, the first promise was not as great and as sublime as the second, but still, it is not for the Roman Kekas. So the Pasuk says, that's why the Pasuk begins next. By Hebrew, but however, don't forget, Pasuk. Hey, Mam Dabra, Al-Farma, Al-Mitzrayim, Reitin, Yisrael, Mitzrayim, who may Shiva? Then, the Torah said, however, don't forget that there was another promise made there. Namely, Vahibi in Dibber Adeshem, Al Meshe Berat Mitzroy, Vahidaber Adeshem, Al Meshe Lehmer, Ani Adeshem Daber Al Farim Melech Mitzroy, Eskol Asher Ani Demer Alech, Vahim Al Meshe Fin Hashem, Ein Ani Aral Sfasayim, Vech Yishma Elay Tarek, Vahim Ar Adeshem Al Meshe, Re'ei, ויאמר על השם אומר שראי נשאתיכו לקימו את פארי ויאמר על השם אומר שראי נשאתיכו לקימו את פארי וראי נוכיכו יהיה נבאכו את עושה דבר את כל אשר הצדקו וראי נוכיכו ידבר על פארי This promise what he told him את עושה דבר את כל אשר הצדקו וראי נוכיכו ידבר על פארי ושילח את בני ישראל ויצרה מארצי, ביסרי מהם. ואת ארי נוכיחו, even now, some missions will be entrusted, some assignments will be entrusted to you, and you will have to tell Aaron, even though I gave in on that problem, who is to do the original talking. But Aaron will say it, not in the name of his own, not because he communicated with me directly, but because Meshe told him so. Why is it? Because of the previous appointment. The previous status of Aaron. This status was not taken away from Aaron. His Aaron sometimes speaks Meshe the Aaron, and sometimes Atos Yedaber, Eskola Asher Atzaleko, Ve'are Nochicho, Yedaber Al-Pare, because Aaron Nochicho will speak to Pharaoh about it. Because Aaron speaks as two personas, as a person who is the great Novi in his own right, and as a Shliach of Meshe. So now, regardless whether Aaron will speak on his own behalf, or Aaron will speak on behalf of Meshe, he'll be allowed to address his remarks to Far. And this is it. When he actually says Far, the basic is this. It means Aaron is both Shovel and Meshe, Shkulim Zeken Erezen, and Aaron is a Talmud of Meshe. Yeah, but what? Perhaps. But this is what you say. Sh- spielen sich mehrere. Das ist das. All right, this is exactly correct, right? But I haven't seen any results of that. This is exactly what the Torah tells us. While studying the Parsha, it's very difficult to interpret this Parsha. It's not right. I thought, unwillingly, I thought about the Machlekes Rashi in our short. What I'm saying is, it is pure speculation. The Bala Gemara says, Arshoe is a machlekes of Shluchei Aretz. Or not, the Gemara says that Arshoe is a Shliach. And if he wants to retain the money later after he collected from the defendant, the money, the Musha, the Musha means the an attorney which has power. And the Moshe wants to retain the money for himself, Machlekes Rashi. He's doing passing as Marzir, he gives that. And on the other hand, he has to write in our show, Dein the Apir, who's filling up Shechite. When you appear before Bezdin, when you argue with the other litigant in the presence of Bezdin, You shouldn't mention the name of the Shliach. I'm taking it from myself. So the Bala Moya said, how is this possible? The Shliach, you must say Shliach Ave? If the Dein Vapitl Napsu is not a Shliach, if he's a Shliach, he doesn't know Dein Vapitl Napsu. If the Bala Moya passes like a Shliach Ave, there's nothing about it. The Ramban in a long Milchamet, in a very long Milchamet, the Ramban tries to reconcile the two Lashonos of the Gemara. Shluchi, Shliach, and the Dein Ve'Apir Benach. The Ramban says, what the Ramban says is that with regard to the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah from whom we want to collect is a pilot. With regard to the Bala Dovo, the River Dovo is a Shliach, whatever it is. But you have those two contradictions. From Tatik Torekia, Leib, Lichet, and Pilot, is an Allahic possibility. How it would work out is not important. That's exactly what happened. He was a Murshid, it means he was a Bailim, and at the same time, a Shliach. In general, when I begin to examine this problem, is Zaru like Meshe or is different from Meshe than is inferior to Meshe? So I believe that the answer I believe is the following. Whatever is Negea touches or is related to Tere, the Lima that Tere is Aaron has the same place as any Talmud of Meshe. Even though that one parsha and sometimes certain parshas were addressed to Aaron and together, and one parsha to Sri Yayin was addressed to Aaron and Moshe because the Yidden are anyway. Is Aaron had a share even in Kabbalah. But what does it mean? It means the following. When Aaron, for instance, when the parsha was Sri Yayin was addressed to Aaron, so it hasn't become clear at the time at which according to vocals communicated the power to Aaron. It became a hefty problem.